Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, it is the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all brought to you today by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. I know it is the opening day of the NFL season. We hope you head on over to Fantasy Draft, check them out. Again, if you haven't created an account over there, make sure you go through our links, use promo code GRINDERS, and if you didn't hear the promo yesterday, again, still in effect, play a rake-free game. Depending on the size, you're going to get a ticket to a contest in week two. If it's over $20, you get a $25 ticket. Less than that, it's going to be a $5 ticket into a GPP. I will be firing at the Carolina Millions this Sunday, but obviously we've got Thursday night football as well. One reminder on Fantasy Draft, as they are one of the few sites that are not using late swap. So you have to be a little bit more careful on guys who might have injury question marks around them. Those seem to be guys like Amari Cooper, missed practice yesterday, and Odell Beckham. And obviously, if he sits, that really is going to help a guy like Brandon Marshall a little bit. But so that's something to kind of keep your eye on here. Now, I know there's NFL podcast galore. If you haven't already subscribed to our NFL podcast feed, make sure you do so. Also, on top of that, I know Siege and Stevie had their own podcast yesterday, posted last night for today, so you can check that out. I'm not going to get into that because, you know what, there's still people grinding baseball, and last night was a good one. Like, if you listen to this podcast, I'm not going to lie, I was not great 2 days ago. Yesterday, we were on it. Kansas City, monster game by them. Salvador Perez, in fact, I pointed out as one of my top plays, 2 home runs. So I feel like I redeemed myself a little bit. So hopefully you had faith in me and this podcast. So we're going to kind of get into that here today. One little thing with Fantasy Draft as well, I wanted to point out. I know a lot of people have not played there in a while. They're wondering, you know, can they handle my volume? Well, they've got pretty much all the improvements you've seen on other sites on their site. So you can upload lineups via lineup builder like we have over at Roto Grinders. They've got easy edit of lineup, kind of mass player replace, which is important. And again, you got rake-free head-to-heads. You can block up to 25 different players. I hope you give them a really good look this football season. I think you'll enjoy what they've got going on. And speaking of lineup builders, we've got new Lineup HQ launched last night here on Roto Grinders. Definitely check that out. It's kind of going to be our new look lineup builder, and it implements obviously picks from our own players directly into lineup builder, and I mean own contributors directly into lineup builder, and gives you tons of customization of things to read and watch and listen to while you're building lineups on one single page. So you don't need a gazillion different tabs open. So it still has pretty much all the functionality of our previous lineup builder, but I think just organized so much better and added a few new things along the way. So that's going to be just, I think, a game changer for us. Again, it applies to all the sites out there as well. It's got a tab at the top of the screen on Roto Grinders, says Lineup HQ. Click that and you'll be on your way. So definitely wanted to pass that along to all the peeps. If you haven't checked it out, bum around it a little bit. I think you will enjoy it. It's a super busy day. We got a gazillion lineups to make ourselves here for both baseball and for NFL. So I'm going to just kind of jump, feet first into MLB for tonight. Again, we have an 8-game slate, which is good. This one won't take me forever to kind of go through. And what's even better about it is that we have Clayton Kershaw and Corey Kluber on our lineups pages today, that we get to click their names and smile, and we don't have to worry about the outcome because it's almost certainly going to be good. The question is, which one do you choose, and is there any possible way to choose them both? Obviously, Kershaw, 13-3 over on DraftKings. Going to be mighty pricey over on Fantasy Draft, sitting at 25-6. And then you've got Corey Kluber as well, 13-1 over on DraftKings. And, you know, he's going to be in that similar kind of 25K range over there on Fantasy Draft. Yeah, 25-5. So I was looking at Lineup Builder today, and you can do it. You know, you definitely can do it. Is it the optimal build for us today? Kind of depends on what kind of value we see out there. You're going to need multiple 2K crappers. And the good thing is, DraftKings and Fantasy Draft have multiple 2 and like 4K crappers that it is going to be kind of possible to make happen today. So we'll kind of talk about most of the value when we go through the hitters. But I think they're clear number one and number two. You know, if I have to pick one over the other, let's see, we've got Kluber sitting at minus 262 on the road. We've got Kershaw at minus 290 at home. I'm probably going to give the slight edge, because the price is about the same. I think I'll probably give the slight edge to Kershaw here. I know this is only his second start, and some people are a little bit worried how deep is he going to go. But pitched six innings, seven strikeouts in that last start, but only threw 70 pitches. So you know what? Let me take that back. I'm going to go with Kluber, because they might go like 90 pitches for him. And again, he's always been one of the most efficient pitchers you're going to find in baseball. But until they kind of basically take off all sorts of pitch count today, that's just a small concern for me for the price that we have to pay. So if I got to pick one, it's going to be Kluber over Clayton Kershaw for that reason. Are there alternatives, though, is the biggest question. Like, where do we look elsewhere today? And I'm not going to John Lester. I don't trust him one iota here in this matchup versus Pittsburgh. You know, his last start off of the injury was okay, ended up getting the win. Jameson Taillon on the other side, I think, is a little bit more interesting, but I don't know if the price on him is really worth it. Let's see, we got 7.1 here today on DraftKings, 14K on Fantasy Draft. That's not terrible. I mean, the Cubs do have an under 4 implied run total today, so you know, the Cubs, again, one of the better lineups out there, but we saw again yesterday, didn't score a whole lot of runs there. So if Taillon was 8K, I think I'd pass. But for 7-1, he actually might fit the bill just a little bit today. You know, we've got Tanner Roark, but he is really priced up on DraftKings and on FanDuel and Fantasy Drafts. So I don't really, you know, foresee him being too much of an option. I guess he could work. Again, he's going to save you a lot of salary. He is a little bit of a favorite today, but I just don't love paying 9K for Tanner Roark today. So that's going to be pretty much a fade for me. And same for Lance Lynn. Decent matchup here against San Diego, but even the Padres implied run total over 4 today. So I'm going to pass on that one. Newcomb against the Marlins, meh. Lefty against that team really worries me, with guys like Stanton, Ozuna, Realmuto, Tyler Moore. Those guys are great against lefties, so that one doesn't fit for me. And then Aaron Nola against Washington, a guy who went through a great run, but just has not been able to put it together here. 10 more hits allowed in that last start for him, so I think that's a hard pass for me. So honestly, I don't think it's crazy to pay up for both of these guys in Kershaw and in Kluber. And if you want to kind of get maybe a little bit nuts, you might look at John Gray here a little bit. He's really been pitching better, hasn't given up more than 3 runs since looks like July the 25th. The K's 6-7-6-6 in his last 4 starts. And I think he's got 20 fantasy point upside for us here today. 15-3 on Fantasy Draft, 77 over on DK. And again, you're not really playing for the win points here because you've got Kershaw. But I think there's strikeouts to be had in this lineup with the addition of Curtis Granderson. Does add some power, obviously, to that team. Pitcher spot here with Kershaw. So I think John Gray is going to be overlooked, because naturally people get nervous about rostering guys against the Dodgers. But I feel like that offense usually doesn't play as well when Kershaw's playing. Number one, anecdotal, no facts to back that up. But number two is Again, Dodger Stadium, not conducive to, you know, bats here. You know, that's a pitcher's park. And John Gray is pretty decent. So am I playing him on FanDuel in cash games? Not a freaking chance. But, you know, for multi-pitcher sites, I think there's some reason to give him some consideration at low ownership today. And because, again, the Dodgers are in cruise control. Like, they're in the playoffs, not playing for a whole lot. And that's the other worry with Kershaw. Like, they're not going to stretch him out. They're not going to pitch him deep with concerns of, you know, conserving him for the playoffs. And I know he missed a good chunk of the season, but, you know, at the first hint of any problem, Kershaw is going to kind of leave the game. So I think Gray and Kluber could be like an interesting kind of GPP combo for you tonight. All right, let's move on to our bats today. And we'll start at the catcher spot again. We're going to try and dig for some big value for you because, let's face it, you know, we want to pay up for good pitching tonight. And we've got a couple of 2K guys for you. Jason Castro at 2,400 against Sam Gaviglio. I don't hate that play today. Minnesota's kind of a sneaky little team. I don't love to stack him up, but he works as a 2K punt play. But my favorite kind of price per dollar guy on the slate is going to be Real Amuto at 3-4 against Sean Newcomb. Great hitter's ballpark out there in Atlanta. 229 ISO, 380 weighted OBA versus that handedness. And I like the Marlins today against Newcomb a good bit. So he pops a bit for me on the projections today. Darnot hit a home run yesterday, gets Tyler Mail, I think we're going to call him, from Cincinnati, another youngster on the mound. He's only 3K, so you could also look to him a little bit. But yeah, those are my top two choices today, or three choices. Castro, Real Muto, and probably Travis Darnot is where I'm looking there. Okay, moving over to first base tonight. Again, the Mets, not a bad little implied run total for them at near 4.5, considering how bad their offense is. And we'll see if Dominic Smith cracks the lineup today, lefty-righty versus the Cincinnati youngster. This guy's not a terrible hitter, had a double just yesterday. Again, going to fit the cheap, you know, basically the profile of needing cheap bats out there today at just 2,900. So keep your eye on him tonight. You know, Jose Martinez is interesting. This guy's raked against lefties today. Gets Clayton Richard. Not a great ballpark, but the numbers are staggering. Now, it's small sample size, but 569 WOBA, 510 ISO. But he's 4,200 over there on DraftKings, which means he's also going to be juiced up over on Fantasy Draft. So that's kind of the drawback there. But 2,600 over on FanDuel. He's outfield eligible. So Jose Martinez, I like him over there. If you're paying up, I mean, E5 maybe against Carlos Rodon. I mean, Rodon's a guy who's, you know, kind of been all over the map. Good starts, bad starts, but more, you know, good starts than bad starts here lately. So I don't think I'm necessarily stacking up against him. I think that Tyler Moore is kind of interesting as well against Newcomb at 2.7K. Not great numbers this season versus lefties, but kind of small sample size there. But he's cheap in that offense. I think price per dollar, Freddie Freeman's interesting versus Dan Straley. Excellent numbers. 4.8 on DraftKings is expensive, but not impossible for us to kind of jam into our lineups here a little bit. And, you know, if you're not on John Gray, Adrian Gonzalez, maybe at 2.7. I don't love him. I think limited upside there. But this could be a position where you just pay up for a Freddie Freeman today and be like, okay, this is my one spot. I got to do it. And he's the guy that you do it with. Dominic Smith, probably the cheap guy if you're looking to go somewhere. All right, moving on to second base, and I think the highest ownership on the slate is going to be Ozzie Albies. I pretty much probably butchered that name again. I don't watch many Braves games, and that's the only way I know that the pronunciation is correct, but he's got hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his last 8 games. Had a nice triple and a run score yesterday, and he just fits the bill. He's 2,200, so you know, put him in your lineups versus Dan Straley and probably move on. But if you're playing fantasy draft, there's other value we can look at here today. We got a 2.2K guy projected in the lineup for St. Louis, and Breivik Valeria is the name. I don't know much about this guy. Looking at his minor league numbers, .314 average. 8 homers, 11 steals in 117 games in AAA. And that's kind of where I'm getting to just a little bit, where I don't mind taking these guys who are just dirt cheap and, you know, the algorithms don't know about much about them. I mean, he's 4K over there on fantasy drafts. So, you know, there's a path to potentially getting high-priced pitchers in your lineup. Zobrist is moderately priced at 3K. Logan Forsythe at 2.7. All really fair options. If you're not paying up for pitching, Brian Dozier against Gaviglio at 4.7's a safe pay-up spot for us. And Paul DeJong as well, 4.1 versus Clayton Richard. Tough ballpark probably to pay that price with some of the value that we're seeing at second base. Okay, let's keep it rolling over at third, where, again, Sean Rodriguez back against the lefty. We'll see if he's in the lineup and where he checks in. You know, was in the lineup yesterday, gave us 3 fantasy points. But again, you're hoping for a double. You're hoping for a couple of walks. You walk into a home run, and you're in heaven there. Hard to say that that's going to happen. But Rodriguez at just 2K, again, he is going to fit the ability for you to get some bigger bats in there. Now, Brian Anderson is kind of interesting if he is in the lineup today for the Marlins. This guy had 22 home runs between double and triple A, and not a bad prospect just at 2.1K over there on DraftKings. And I'm guessing he's going to be 4,200 over on Fantasy Draft. So he's kind of intriguing. Probably not going to bat very high in the order, but I kind of like him. Lefty-righty matchup versus Sean Newcomb today at 2.1. Probably better upside than Rodriguez against John Lester, even though Rodriguez has been around for a while. I'll take the youngster, and there's an option for you tonight. Let's see. Mid-price guy, Eugenio Suarez against Matt Harvey. 200 ISO, 365 WOBA against him today at 3.5. Not a bad price tag. Freeman, I think if I'm playing him, it's going to be at first base, not at third. And Moustakas, 3.9. Helped my Kansas City stacks yesterday. Thank you, Moose. And not a bad matchup for him against Kyle Gibson today. So a few of the other options we can look to there. Okay, moving on to shortstop. And by the way, that 2.2 guy I mentioned for St. Louis, Valera, also shortstop eligible against San Diego and Clayton Richard. So he could be your punt over there. Back to Freddie Galvis again against Tanner Rourke. Gave us, I think, a hit and a run yesterday at under 3K, so I don't mind him a little bit. Let's see what else we got. Shortstop's kind of a mess. You know, DeJong could be that pay-up for you if you need to go there. Again, 4,100. Much rather have him there at shortstop. Let's see. Again, shortstop's a tough position today. Zach Cozart's fine, but 4.5 is a big number against Matt Harvey. So I get it, but tough salary to kind of jam in there. I'll probably keep my eye on see what St. Louis does, because they also have this Alex Mejia who could be in the lineup for 2K against Clayton Richard. And his first stint in the majors, 3-for-14 and a homer. Trying to see if we can't get some minor. Only three home runs this season between double and triple A. That's not great. So probably would not love to use Mr. Mejia if I don't have to. So maybe DeJong's the guy to go with. Just elite numbers versus lefties. And then we move to the outfield. Nick Williams again back in play against Tanner Rourke, 2.7. Scott Schebler against Matt Harvey. Love the 3.5 salary on him. So he's interesting to me. If you're not paying for the two studs, then Giancarlo Stanton at 5.5 makes all the sense in the world versus a lefty. Just really hard to do. You can. So looking at some of the lineups, here's a Kluber, a Kershaw, and a Giancarlo Stanton lineup. So it can happen, especially with a guy like Brian Anderson, Albies out there, who's really cheap at second base. So, you know, you can make it happen, but I don't know if that's the optimal lineup build. But if you're not using both of those guys, certainly get it. But starting to think they're going to keep pitching around him just a little bit. And Jordan Luplow, I don't mind him one bit. Used him the other day. Gave me a home run at 2K. Price came up just a little bit. So he's sitting at 2.5 over on DraftKings. on Fantasy Draft 4,800. So there's plenty of value to cram into your lineups here tonight. Brandon Moss, love him for the power one-offs against Kyle Gibson today at 3K over on DraftKings. Matt Kemp, man, I keep playing him, and he keeps kind of sucking for me, but the price definitely works. Oh, he hit a homer yesterday. I missed that one. Must have been like his last at-bat because I was watching, and he didn't do anything. But I guess two home runs in the last three games is not too bad. So I take back what I said about Matt Kemp. We love you, Matt Kemp. Too cheap out there, though. Fantasy Draft, 6K over on DraftKings, 3,100 against Dan Straley. He is cash game playable at that salary. Let's see. Kepler against Gaviglio, 357 WOBA for him versus righties. Don't mind him at 3.7 today. Mentioned Jose Martinez. I think that's more of a FanDuel play than anywhere else. And yeah, I think that's all I'm going to give you today. I think those are the options for us. So that's it. Baseball done in the books. Painless. So hopefully you find this useful. I know MFL is going tonight. I'm excited, building lineups all afternoon. But I got a lot of Millie Maker tickets yesterday playing. I actually did not, because for whatever reason, I only put one lineup together on Fantasy Draft, and I didn't stack up Kansas City. I stacked up freaking Colorado like a donkey. So all my KC stacks on DraftKings amounted to good tickets. But not so much on Fantasy Draft. Let me give you the stacks today. There's only 8 games, so there's not that many places to really go. But I think the Braves are interesting kind of little stack that you can do with high-priced pitching today. So I'm going to throw them out there. I don't know if you want to really stack up. It feels like a more of a one-off day than anything. The Mets, you could stack up with high-priced pitching today. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to love on this slate. So I'll probably try and stack a little Braves, stack a little Mets, and see if I can't do that with, some one-offs on the cheap. But yeah, that's probably the path that I'm looking at today. But certainly don't need to stack on an 8-game slate with top-flight pitching like we have tonight. But I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Good luck in all your contests. Hopefully you're enjoying all this content that we've got at Roto Grinders. And before I go anywhere further, I do need to give a good thanks to our friends over at Rocket Mortgage. They're a supporter of this podcast. And, of course, Rocket Mortgage is by Quicken Loans. And they understand that home plays a big role in your life and family. And that's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to making that important decision of buying a home or refinancing your home. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident that you're getting the right mortgage for you. If you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient, and our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at a touch of a button. In addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/roto. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. But I'm out of here. Should be back tomorrow outside of maybe hurricane evacuation, but I think I'm doing that Saturday. So as long as I am, I should have some content for you leading into the weekend. And then I'll be back whenever the storm passes Florida. So Godspeed to everybody down here. Hopefully Irma lightens up just a little bit. But talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we will see you.